If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
As is my tradition on day 15, I will play the entirety of the NaNoWriMo song by John Anilio, who is always kind enough to let me use his music for both I Should Be Writing and my NaNoWriMo podcast. So I usually play the song in its entirety on the 15th. So take it away, John!
It's November. I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except trusty sidekick. I've got a strong protagonist. There's a central conflict, but a weak antagonist. I've got a cliched setting, and at best my plot is dry, but at least I'm getting some time to myself at night. But everybody thinks I'm crazy. But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that. Who decided to have Thanksgiving this time of year? Don't they know I'm trying to launch my writing career? But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end.
Hi there, my name is Evil Murr. I have no name for this podcast because it is chaos incarnate, and I'm here to help you or hurt you through NaNoWriMo, depending on what you want. I'm flexible. I can tell you to quit, I can tell you to not quit. Someone asked, is it wrong to tell your friends that they have to get 50k in hexadecimal while you use base 6? My brain, my math brain is wee and weak and kind of flexing through this as if it's trying to lift something very heavy. But I get that that is only 327,680 base 10 and 6,480 base 10. So if you're using base 6, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. It's using math to wiggle your way out of more words. I think that's pretty clever, actually. For the Words kind of does this. I'm not really sure how. I need to look into it. But I think when you start finding or crafting or buying gear for your adventurer, I think it allows fewer words to kill various monsters. So if you need to use 100 words to kill this thing, but then you put on a hat, you'll need only 98 words. I don't remember, but that's all I remember having to do with it. So I think in the same way, if you can find a math way to reduce the number of words you have to make, then more power to you. I'm impressed. 50,000 words could be something else than another base. I don't know. I never learned other bases. I know first, second, third, and home. Hey, more finger guns. Okay. Around day 15, we need to sort of assess where we are. I don't know where I am. So that's helpful. I'm running out of ideas and I have a whole other 2 weeks and a day left. So that's going to go well. I think at this point in the month, you really need to trick yourself. You know how all your chores look better when something really important needs to be done. I remember wanting to do nothing more than clean my desk when I had to finish my book. And because cleaning my desk was not finishing my book, it looked attractive. And then once I was done with my book and I looked at my desk, I went, I don't want to do this. So I think if your life is doing that to you during NaNoWriMo, you have two options. One, give in and get some work done that other people are actually going to care about, like laundry. Other people love laundry. Or maybe they just don't love it when you don't do it. I have to think about that for a second. Or the other thing is, you can just write all these chores into your book. Who cares if it's interesting? It's NaNoWriMo. You got to do laundry. Think about the fact that your character's done laundry. Has your character ever done laundry? I mean, how many dirty, filthy characters do we have running around these books? I don't even want to think about what the people in A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher smell like. So, there you go. There's a hint. Put some laundry in there because, damn, folks. Your character's gonna stink. Have them remember an appointment that they were supposed to go to. Like you'll probably do this month because you're so focused on NaNoWriMo. Or when you write the apology letter to your doctor about missing an appointment, you could put that in your book too. There's also changing genres part of the way through. I did that today. I'm not kidding. I really did. I'm hoping it'll all tie together. I don't know. But I went from high fantasy to cyberpunk. And it's all going to stay in there. I'm very tired, y'all. It's been a very long month already. Went to the Carolina Renaissance Fair this past weekend. It was interesting. When we got there, I was looking at the very chilly, drizzly day and thinking there's going to be a lot of cold cleavage today. And there was. I love Renaissance fairs because a lot of people dress up in Renaissance clothing, but other people will just put on a costume like it's Halloween. So we had Waldo from Where's Waldo? Which, you know, I didn't see fitting. Maybe that was the point. I don't know. But I sold some books, got to meet some people. That was nice. Tomorrow I'm going to Richmond. Actually, you're listening to this the day after I go to Richmond. So yesterday I went to Richmond and everything went great, I hope. We'll see. People ask, they don't know how I juggle all this. And really the question is, I don't know either. Because I'm always like behind in something. And that's the bad thing about hyperfocus. The good thing about hyperfocus is you get a lot done. The bad thing is you get a lot of one thing done, while everything else just kind of sits over to the side and gets moldy. So I apologize if this podcast is getting moldy. I'm doing my best. I've also got a book launch and all that other crap. And if any of you is dealing with a whole bunch of stuff and still managing to hit your word count, mazel tov. That's amazing. Great job. That's not evil murder. That's me. Because anybody who continues to struggle through this month and get words down has my utmost respect. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow when we do day 16. Hopefully I'll start to be on time again. I have the weekend with nothing planned. Nothing. I'm very, very much looking forward to it. Oh, so much. Nothing. Nothing planned at all. Nothing. I'm talking like Fritos and Baldur's Gate all weekend. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, the evil Murray is evil and you should not listen to anything she says. Instead, listen to the I Should Be Writing podcast, which will resume next month, December 2023. But for now, you know, quit. That's all. Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not.